The Biggs and Barr Show. Shea 106.
Hey, good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show. So, big news here in Ottawa and across the country, obviously.
The world. They're all watching to see what happens.
The Governor General stepping down.
Julie Payette, the former astronaut.
Yeah. Due to a blistering report on work environment. So
we heard about this back in the summer, right? When it first came about?
A toxic work environment.
Yes.
There was no secret that she was real hard to work with and was not nice to a lot of people internally. And then they did sort of an external sort of, you know, as they always do everywhere.
Yeah. And people were like, yeah, she's not cool.
Yeah. Everything's got to be checked 17 times by 17 other people. But yeah, they agree. So she just decided to resign. So did her secretary, who also apparently was
you got to respect that part,
piece.
Though. But she just goes, you know what? F this. I don't need this garbage.
Wow.
You don't like what I do? Screw you.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess. But I mean,
she
did
it before she could get fired, though.
Yeah. I have worked in a toxic work environment before, and it's not fun.
No, it is not enjoyable.
It's not a fun place to go.
Especially, it's not, I don't know, it's nice to see that something can be done. Because you always feel like when you work under someone who's absolutely awful, awful human, you're like, what do I do? Like, what do I do?
You
if I go above
anything.
Him, I look like a whiny bitch.
Douche,
and they're going to fire me anyways because he's going to find out.
Right.
And so, like, I guess you just have to.
But when it's, I guess, on that grand of a scale that everyone, that including the RCMP officers that were in charge of, like, I guess, lack of a better term, handling her and her complaint about terrible behavior. Like, it wasn't just a couple people, right?
But what does she have to be mad about? She's like the easiest gig on the planet. Like,
absolutely.
Why are you being a jerk to anybody?
Basically, just have to nod, use up your discretionary budget, smile a few times, agree to an election or two, and shut up.
And that's
it. It was really nothing. Like, I'll take the job.
Go to fancy parties when parties are happening. Go to fancy parties and meet all these young people from around the world.
We could all do it. We wouldn't even have to quit this job to do it.
No. But yet she's still a piece to everybody around her. I don't understand.
I guess there's some other things too that there was a party that she had to plan and they gave her a budget of $150,000 somewhere around those lines and it cost almost $500,000 for a party.
She blew the budget.
She blew the budget by $300,000.
And then people told her, and she was like, I don't care.
Yeah. I've been to space.
Yeah.
That's probably how she ended all the arguments.
Yeah.
Why should we do this? Because I've been to space.
Yeah. You spelled 25, whatever, 100 G's? Have you ever felt those G's? No.
Yeah.
Have you seen the world from the outside?
Yeah.
Huh? You have that kind of perspective on this discussion?
Yeah, F off.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's given the queen something to do.
Sure.
Because
the queen has to do something?
Oh, yeah. Because if when Justin Trudeau comes up with his suggestions for the new governor general, they must be submitted to the queen for her approval.
Because that's what the governor general basically is like the
figurehead.
The figurehead for
in the colony.
Yeah, yeah.
So now some monarchists would argue that the governor general is very important because that's the checks and balances that our friends to the south did not have. And look what happened.
Monarchists are idiots.
Well, that's I can't wait to figure out what new piece they put in. The old piece.
I'll be the new piece.
Yeah.
I'll be way nicer than her.
See who was trending for it yesterday?
Cherry?
Yeah, Don Cherry.
Course, sure.
Long shot there.
Maybe his
can't be on TV, but we'll put him in charge of being the middleman with the monarch.
Maybe just his neck goiter. We could pay it less.
Because he's such a great
representative?
Today. No.
Ambassador?
Yes.
He is a great ambassador for
Canada. The Europeans?
No, not for the Europeans.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, guys. I'll get my brain together.
No,
I'm just all worked up.
You're flustered.
It's more fun when you don't.
I'm all worked up. This governor general thing has got me so.
What are we gonna do?
Emotionally invested.
How will the country move on today? We don't have a governor general. Oh no.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Most of you, a lot of you, have been working from home. You've been doing the Zoom meetings, right? The team meetings, whatever, on the video, and apparently. This has not allowed bosses to know the emotional state of their employees.
Right, because body language tells you a lot in people.
Sure.
You know?
Well, and you have more casual encounters when you're at work. Like, you could run into each other in the hall.
You don't mean sex, right?
No, I mean just like walking by each other and you can tell, James.
I never did that before we went on lockdown.
Yeah,
I was wondering what you were doing.
Nothing. I was not doing nothing.
Is that why the couch is in that off?
No, I'm not that guy. So, you know, you say you and Jamie pass each other, you could tell if Jamie's in a good mood just by seeing him or having a couple words with him. So there's a company that's invented something stupid, but it's called Moonbeam. And it's, well, here, we'll let their commercial do the talking.
Okay. If your company is one that cares about the well-being of its workers, you'll already know that engaged teams are everything if your company is to thrive in these difficult and ever-changing times.
So it's a bracelet.
And what, like a mood ring they used to sell? It just changes color or something? Do the heat of your body?
No, that would make sense because you could see the guy's bracelet and you could be like, oh, that guy's got a blue bracelet on. He's not feeling great today. Or that guy's got a green bracelet. He's happy or whatever.
Sure. Okay.
It just has two buttons on it. Happy, not happy.
And it relies on you to press one?
You press the button and then it registers on your Zoom call or goes to your boss and tells them the mood you're in.
What dramatic folks are going to, you know what I mean? What, you'd have to be real drama to put not happy.
Right. Like I don't want to have office. I don't have want to have awkward discussions. Exactly. So I'm like, happy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, happy every day. What a useless product.
I'm pretty sure
that our boss can tell our mood just by our face.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have mood face. Yeah.
Our voices really.
Face beam. That's what we have.
Face beam. Oh,
look at them. They're so happy again. The sunshine crew. Yeah.
This also takes into account like bosses who actually care what their employees are feeling.
Yeah.
Like how many don't give a rat's ass if someone's sad or not.
What if the government had installed this in Julie Payette's office?
Oh my God.
Like, whatever. Take your stupid bracelet off. Yeah. That's what you'll be saying.
You would have lost their hands.
Have you been to space?
Yeah.
Can't wear a bracelet if you don't have wrists.
Yeah. You've been to space. Then shut up. That was probably the
every time.
Yeah. Well, they're not allowed not to care anymore. If it's a major corporation, they all have to pretend at least that they care about your emotions and your feelings.
Well, then I guess everyone's getting one.
Sure, I guess so. So is there a button like meh?
Yeah.
I need the meh
just
button.
Whatever, man. Yeah, that button.
Like I'm never sad. I'm not really a sad guy, but I'm not an overly happy guy. Is there meh?
Meh. When Jason throws people off when they ask him, how are you this morning? He just goes,
fair.
Fair.
Yeah.
And their faces are like, oh. Because they don't know if that's good or bad, but really, that's pretty average.
It's all right. You never trust a person who starts the day great, because where do they go from there?
No, I know.
Right? If you start the day fair, you're like, okay, got on my limbs, went to the bathroom all right, had a shower, ate something, drove to work.
I'm fair.
I'm fair.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
I'm good.
The day can go up from here. It can go down, certainly, but you want to start from a position where you can accelerate.
There you go.
Right? I should write a book.
You really should.
It'd be a small book.
Like, yeah, maybe please, make it short.
It would be a pamphlet.
Jamie can't read. We know that. And I don't have the
I could probably do it in like an Instagram post. You get 10 pages, I could probably do it.
Yeah, for sure. Jason's, you should start posting your life rules.
Life rules? Okay.
Yeah. I'll like them even if I don't read them, just so you know.
Yeah, I like all your stuff. I never really actually look at it.
No, of course not.
It's because we're friends.
With the Sunshine Crew. That's what we do. Just spread sunshine.
The Ducky Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Ducky Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUCKY.
Yeah, big playoff weekend, if you haven't heard.
Especially for you two. Yeah. Chris, you're a Chiefs fan, and Jamie, you're a Bills fan.
Mm-hmm. Going head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
When do they play? What time?
6:50.
The first game?
No,
6:50. Okay. All right. So... Do you want to play the guy from Buffalo first, or do you just want to play? Let's just play our one friend. Let's play
Willie.
Willie from Orleans.
Okay, we'll get.
The other guy's not really important. He just talks about how awesome Buffalo is. But
he's also very profane.
Everything about Buffalo is.
They invented the coffee break apparently, or something.
Okay. This is full of nonsense.
Here's Willie.
Okay.
Biggs and Barr, listen, Jason and Barr, I got a bone to pick with you.
Mm.
But
sure, it's not a bottle, Willie?
Let me tell you, Jason, you're the only adult in the room.
Oh,
wait.
I know that.
Even a bone to pick.
Did he misunderstand what pick a bone means?
So you're the only adult.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Sorry, Willie.
Continue. Sorry.
Pasty Jamie is basically a child.
Oh.
And Chris Biggs is a crybaby.
Why am I a crybaby?
I have a bone to pick with you.
Who?
But... Jason Barr, you're the adult in the room.
Oh, okay.
So just be the adult in the room, please.
Right.
And Jason, sorry. I'm just trying to say, Biggs, you're a crybaby. Pasty Jamie, you're a little baby.
Okay.
You're a baby.
Listen up.
Yeah.
This is Willie from Orleans. Listen up.
Okay, Willie. We're listening.
Stop being a bunch of clowns.
Oh,
right.
Bye-bye, little boy.
Which one?
Ooh, it's the little boy. The
crybaby? That means you, Jamie, oh, you little boy.
Little boy.
I'm coming for you.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm coming for you.
That could mean different
things. Let's go, Buffalo Bills.
You're a Bills fan.
I am a Bills fan. Yeah,
let's go, Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, all right.
And, hey, listen to me. Diggs?
If he calls me a crybaby.
Chiefs are going down this weekend.
Great.
Chiefs are going down, bud.
I doubt it.
Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill. Watch out. Buffalo Bill. Anyways, have a good weekend, boys.
All right, yeah.
Bye now.
What?
That's it. Bye now. Bye now.
All right. That was about a 2-minute-long message, right?
From our buddy Willie from Orleans.
From Orleans.
And all we got from him is Jason's the only adult in the room. But he does have a bone to pick with you. But he didn't tell you what the bone was.
No, no.
Chris, you're a crybaby.
I'm a crybaby, and Jamie's a child.
Little boy, little baby, yeah.
Little boy, little baby.
Well, I guess we'll find out. You guys have your bet that is happening?
Yeah.
So whoever
wins.
Have
we firmed up the...
Yeah, I think so.
I think whoever loses has to do a semi-nude snow angel outside the radio station here.
Okay.
And then you have to call the other one daddy for a whole month whenever you address them.
Okay. I'm in, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Of course you're in. You're taking the side of the Chiefs.
It's my team. I didn't just pick a team. We didn't pick two random bets. They're your team.
Patrick Mahomes are going to fake being injured so everyone gets all riled up and it messes with the betting lines.
He didn't fake. He couldn't even stand up.
Whatever. Can't stand up. It's football. Stand up.
He did stand up. It's the medical people that rushed him off the field and would let him play. You don't think he wanted to come back in?
Mess with the betting lines.
If anything, they're lying about him not having a concussion is what they're doing. Yeah, so he can play.
For sure.
Well, if anyone would like to leave a message on the Dougie line, you can do so. 613-216-3849. And we'll be sure to play it if it's in any form interesting.
Even if it's just 2 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Willie from Orleans.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill. It's a great song about a guy in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Guy on a Buffalo.
You know, you think if the Bills had a famous song, you might have sang that one.
They Buffalo make you want to shout.
Oh, don't. Buffalo. Why would you bring that up?
Too late. Too many things going on.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're just going to play the hip. I knew you didn't have it ready, so it's fine. Shay 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
What? Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. We'll answer as many as we can.
Why is it that there are more people on the road during a lockdown than when we're not?
I would disagree.
I would disagree with that.
I would
maybe
completely disagree with that.
Yeah, depending on the time you're going around. You know, like I've really enjoyed this pandemic for that reason. Because there's
I don't think I've been in traffic in months.
Zero traffic.
Yeah. No, it's been enjoyable. So. Yeah. What's the worst prank you ever pulled on your drunk friend or just in general, I guess, really?
Oh, man. Those could go on forever. One time our friend, he passed out, whatever, and his mouth was open, so a couple guys drew on one of his big teeth with permanent marker. So, like, blacked out his tooth, but, like, he woke up, like, right as it was finishing, and he was trying to fight everyone, but he was, like, yelling, but it looked like he was missing a tooth the whole time. So we were dying, and this guy's so drunk, mad, but with his one tooth missing, it was incredible.
We didn't really pull a prank. We had a friend named Chris, not you, Chris. Oh. It was like in high school, and he was on medication, and then he had some drinks, and got super drunk. So we were at a party, and we put him in the bathtub to keep him safe. So it didn't really, it didn't start as a prank, but then some other people at the party didn't want him in the bathroom, so they put him in the elevator of the apartment. And then
just like on the floor unconscious on the elevator going up and down. That's pretty funny.
And then, well, that's not where it ended. He got to the bottom floor and the doors opened and he literally crawled out to the feet of two police officers standing there.
Perfect.
And we were watching over the balcony as they were handcuffing him on the back of the car and he puked all over the cop car.
Perfect.
And if we had just left him on the chair where he was, he would have been fine.
Sure.
So it was like an inadvertent prank, great. I guess.
We had a cottage party. It was tell these stories all morning. At a cottage party, buddy passed out first, obviously. And so we loaded him into a canoe, swam him out to the floating dock. unloaded him onto the floating dock, took all his clothes with us, and just left him naked to wake up in the morning on the floating dock. He probably could have rolled off and drowned.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Probably not the best choice.
You weren't thinking.
Think about it now, but I mean, tons of those.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, how dumb is that stuff with Ovi and the Caps? You heard what happened?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he got him, Kuznetsov, Orlov, they got fined big time, and they're out for 4 games for COVID protocol.
Okay. Yeah, the team got fined $100,000. Yeah,
because they were caught hanging out in each other's hotel rooms just, like, having a beer. But
unmasked.
Like, unmasked. Yeah, but
they,
like,
play with each other.
They're showering next to each other. Yeah. Like, they're on the bench. They're in the room, but you can't go have a cold beer with your teammate in the hotel where you're isolated from everybody else. So the rules are a little... I disagree with those rules, considering they're so close to each other, so much more time of the day.
Someone texted, I drive the city every day as a commercial driver. There is more traffic on the road now during the day than there was before lockdown.
I'll still disagree.
I would find that difficult to believe because I am also out during the day. Yeah. But if he's a commercial driver or she's a commercial driver, they must know better than us.
Maybe. I just don't think it's... I mean, you might get that sporadic traffic all day because people are out just getting out of their homes, but...
I cruise through the city on the way I go. Easily.
Never hit traffic. Ever.
Not even before the pandemic.
be honest. I know you guys are all rays of sunshine, but have you ever worked in a toxic work environment like one perpetuated by the now former Governor General Julie Payette? How do you handle that?
Well, thank you for acknowledging that we are rays of sunshine.
Yeah, we are.
We're bringing sunshine into
sunshine
your life every morning.
We're the morning sunshine crew. Yeah.
That's us. We've worked in not a, like a total toxic work environment, but with some toxic people. But sometimes you just have to, you know, wait it out.
Sometimes.
You know?
It depends how toxic. Like, our show, we're pretty insulated. We don't really kind of, like, we see people in the office for half an hour after our show, right? So even if we have, like, we had a horrendous boss for a long time.
Not here.
But he wasn't, not here. But he wasn't, he didn't walk around yelling at people. He was just, he just hated us for so long. Like, he hated us.
Yeah.
And for no reason aside from we made fun of his pants once.
That was, it was just jokes, bro.
He was wearing white pants. What do you expect? I mean, you can't. You're not walking by us with white pants as a man and thinking you're getting away with it.
You're not going to have to explain that to me, Chris.
We waited it out.
Yeah.
He left.
And I said, it wasn't, let me be honest, he wasn't a daily bad experience. Like, he left us alone most of the time. So I don't think we've ever worked with somebody who yelled at us constantly.
No.
No.
That would be awful.
So we would also laugh.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
I did have a boss who yelled at us once, and we literally laughed at him.
Yeah,
because he was really funny.
Yeah. And plus, you're gonna out yell old Yeller over here.
Yeah, no way.
The boss threw a book against the wall, and we just couldn't contain it anymore.
Not everyone has that luxury, though, where they can laugh at their boss.
No,
unfortunately,
they can't. But speaking of Julie Payette, we have exclusive audio according to our friend Jamie here coming up in about half an hour of that whole what that nightmare was like. So that's coming up. All right, that's it for another edition of.
Instant Answer Question.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but Doug Ford, he's getting pretty serious about staying home. He did make a video telling people to do just that in a whole bunch of different languages, and he was spot on.
He was.
Hey, à la maison. Dai zai jolly. Low fun. I okay. Stare e casa, curre roll. Cadete and casa, shalik vi alabate. Manatili, garme, rahir.
This is a produced commercial, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not just have other people who speak those languages?
Well, then it's not authentic coming from the premier himself.
Has to come from the premier.
But like,
or at least get somebody. I'll give him credit for the effort.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Fika and casa.
Man.
I like the one who just says, low fun.
Yeah.
Yes,
not that is, true, Doug. That was a lot of fun. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he spoke personally to Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla as the drug maker announced more delays in the vaccine shipments. He said Canada will receive no new doses next week and only a fifth of what was expected the following week.
Awesome. It's going great.
Now, after the call, Trudeau did not suggest the call made any difference whatsoever to the delays.
How does that not make any difference?
And he did note that Canada is not the only country affected. So it was funny that he said that. Yeah, I don't know if it made a difference, but I did speak to him. It's great.
It's insane.
If that position doesn't carry any influence. Yeah. You know. Should have got Bernie Sanders to ask for us. Yeah. He's been everywhere over the last 48 hours or so. You probably have seen the memes with Bernie all bundled up, wearing a pair of hand-knitted pattern mittens. Even Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson got in on it. He was Photoshopped sitting on the Ottawa sign in the Byron Market.
Yeah.
You may not know that the mitten maker is a second-grade teacher named Jen Ellis, and she's been getting so many requests for people to buy mittens from her that she may actually be able to retire off the sale of her mittens.
She's that is amazing.
Former teacher.
Yeah. Amazing. Like, not even kidding. Like, that's so many awesome. People want mittens.
That's great. Ridiculous.
She makes them from old discarded wool sweaters,
yeah.
right?
Like, yeah. Just repurposes them.
Amazing. See? Bernie's doing good work.
Sure he is.
For that one lady.
Sens lost last night, beaten by Winnipeg. 4-1 they'll play again tomorrow night in Winnipeg. Habs unfortunately beat the Canucks 7-3. Not too clear if the Leafs will have Auston Matthews in tonight's rematch with the Oilers. He went on the ice before practice but left before the whole thing started. They're already down Joe Thornton after he suffered an upper body injury the other game. Either that or he just slept wrong, like he's pretty old. What's the matter, Joe? Sleep injury.
Yeah, yeah.
Raptors take on the Miami Heat, too. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I have a chair injury currently. I just sat down the wrong way.
Yeah.
Cloudy today, maybe some flurries. Temperature go down to about -7 this afternoon. Tomorrow, cold, -12 and cloudy. Sunny on Sunday and -11. Right now, it's -3, and that's the latest.
Biggs and Barr.
Hey, how you doing? 7 o'clock. It means we got Ottawa coming up real soon. So get your big old brain ready for that. By the way, Bills suck. and we have exclusive audio. Jamie's promised us,
yeah,
our fearless friend here, that he has exclusive audio from behind the scenes of the Julie Payette
toxic work environment workplace scandal.
My connects have hooked me up.
Okay, yeah, so
that's what you get for knowing a lot of people.
I am surprised
right?
we have not heard any audio or even like detailed stories about
nothing.
What went on.
It's
so I'm excited to hear this exclusive audio about it.
I have heard it. It paints a picture. Let me tell you.
Okay. No idea what kind of picture, just a picture. Just
paints a picture.
But we do have to take care of Ottawa first.
Time now for Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto
What?
Auto What?
Auto What? 30 seconds you have. You get 5 trivia questions, right? You can pass on anyone and come back, but you got to get them all in. What?
30 seconds you have.
I know, I had a bit of fun. I was trying to ignore it. I didn't want to clear my throat again. But, sorry.
Okay.
Is that better for everyone?
No, because you said it like Yoda.
30 seconds you have.
Oh, the way I said it, not because I had a... Yeah. All right.
Play your will.
Okay. You know what to do.
Yeah. We have Dan on the phone.
Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, Dan. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Great. Wicked. Are you you feeling your brain game is on point or what?
Yeah. I mean, my lady says I'm the smartest guy she's ever met. Is my response. My response is she's led a sheltered life.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the questions. They're gettable.
Yeah, so I think you're going to win.
You could win.
Fantastic.
So right, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. In what U.S. city was the brownie invented in?
Chicago.
What position did Julie Payette resign from yesterday?
Governor General of Canada.
Who has scored the second most NHL goals of all time?
Gordie Howe.
What 24/7 music video channel started on this day in 1983?
I'm going to go MTV.
What do the Buffalo Bills make everyone want to do?
Celebrate.
Okay. Let's go over your answers. What do the Buffalo Bills make everyone want to do? You said celebrate. The answer I have written here is shout. My answer would have been vomit.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout.
I don't know.
Laugh would be my answer.
Let's see how we did on the rest of it before we decide.
Yeah, okay.
What 24/7 music video channel started on this day in 1983? You said MTV. That's correct.
That is correct.
Who has scored the second most NHL goals of all time? You said Gordie Howe. That's correct.
That is correct.
What position did Julie Payette resign from yesterday? You said Governor General. That's correct. And in what U.S. city was the brownie invented in? You said Chicago. Oh, that's right.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
So it's just down to the Bills question, and which was written by a Buffalo Bills fan.
And even in the lyrics of the song, it doesn't say they make everyone want to shout. It says they make me want to shout.
The Bills make me want to shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands
say everyone,
up and shout.
Jamie.
Throw your head back and shout. Come on now.
It says
you know
me.
What? I'm a stickler for the rules.
So you're not giving it to him.
No. Like these, I'm a, like, it doesn't say makes everyone want
to shout. It says me. So says I me, think yeah. Dan wins. I give it to him.
I don't care. We haven't had a winner all week, so let's
Dan,
give
you
it to
win.
Dan. Congratulations, Dan.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Your wife was right. You are smart.
I mean, compared to what, though, really? But congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You got the secret sack. Yes?
Yes, you have the secret sack, which, oh, boy, it might contain $50 to McDonald's and some other things.
All right. We'll throw some garbage in there for you.
That would make me want to show.
Stuff from our promo closet. Okay, all right. Congrats, Dan.
Thanks again.
No worries, Ben. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend. Shay Stafe.
Yeah, we're throwing some stuff from our promo closet in the secret sack as well. So I hope he still has a cassette player.
There is some classics back there. All right. Big story of the day here in Canada would be the Julie Payette. Toxic workplace scandal.
Yeah.
That's she's resigned because of an outside report saying, yep, everything everyone's saying is true. She's a piece of garbage, according to
the report, yes.
And we have, Jamie says he has exclusive audio.
Which I am skeptical of, as usual, but we'll see.
Because no details have come out about this. It's just toxic workplace. That's all you've heard.
Well, it's just my connects have come through.
Okay.
Maybe more than ever before.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You may have heard that the Governor General has resigned, former astronaut Julie Payette, accused of having a toxic work environment, like yelling at people and stuff. Jamie has told us that he has some exclusive audio. Now, Chris and I have not heard this exclusive audio.
And it's great. We would be the only ones to have it.
Yeah.
Because all I've seen since the story broke yesterday is just toxic work environment. Yeah. There's been no examples. They say some of the examples will come, whatever, but there's been zero information.
So how did you even get this?
Well, over the last...
How did you get it?
Over the last decade or so, as you guys know, I've formed some pretty strong relationships with people all over, you know what I mean? Just reaching out, saying, hey, and those are my connects.
You don't even read your work emails.
Right.
I have connects all over the place.
Okay.
Okay? Right. And they help me out just because, you know, relationships have been formed. So they sent me this, trusting that we were going to be able to play and get it out because the Shay listeners are the most critical.
Okay.
But also... the biggest audience.
All right.
Fair enough. So now we're going to... So this is audio of like her treating coworkers and stuff, Julie Payette?
Yes. Okay. Somebody like brought a tape recorder in and just kind of set it there.
Really?
Yeah.
Into the office.
Well, I mean, that's not new.
All right.
And you have... This is... Okay.
Exclusive audio.
That's right here.
Okay.
Oh, good morning, Miss
Payette. Can you make a space? Now? Then shut up!
Miss Payette, I won't be able to come in because I'm having double leg surgery and then also my back... Ms. Payette, Governor General, ma'am, you seem to park in my parking...
You know, parking space? You know, there's lots of space? Space! Have you been? No! Then shut up!
You need to say something, Chris?
Does she just keep... I just finish it.
There's more.
Yeah, okay. More?
We need you to sign this piece of paper.
Oh, yeah? Did you know there's no queen on the moon? You know how I know? Because I've been in space! Have you? No! Then shut up!
Hi, Miss Payette. The computer, the printer is out of ink.
Can we get some... Where we didn't have printer ink? Space! Have you been? No! Then shut up!
Exclusive audio right there. Maybe you didn't get it. Let me play it again right there.
Good morning, Miss Payette.
Wow. Space? Wow. No! Then shut up!
So, in response...
Payette, I won't...
Yeah, in
to
response...
To every question, she says, have you been to space? No, then shut up.
Have you been to space? No! Then shut up!
Apparently.
Miss Payette, I won't be able to come in because I'm having double leg surgery and then also my back.
Are you in space? No! Then shut up!
Damn.
Miss Payette, Governor General, ma'am, you seem to park in my parking...
You know, parking space? You know, there's lots of space? Space! Have you been? No! Then shut up!
The queen needs you to sign this piece of paper.
Oh, yeah? Did you know there's no queen on the moon? You know how I know? Because I've been in space! Have you? No! Then shut up!
Hi, Miss Payette. The computer, the printer is out of ink. Can we get
some... Oh, you know where we didn't have printer ink? Space! Have you been? No! Then shut up!
Man. Toxic.
Of course, her referring to her astronaut experience.
I guess, yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's her. She was an astronaut.
Have you been to space? No! Then shut up!
Wow.
I mean,
The guy asked the questions.
That's toxic work. I mean,
sound toxic.
Sounds very much like Jamie.
Yeah, asking the questions certainly sound like you a lot, James.
Are you denying this is exclusive audio?
We never deny that it's exclusive.
No, because no one else would play it.
Like, look at this guy, this poor guy here.
Miss Payette, I won't be able to come in because I'm having double leg surgery and then also my back.
Are you in space? No! Then shut up!
Terrible.
I mean,
okay. Yeah, that is awful. I would hate to be in that environment.
Be a terrible.
Well, good thing she resigned.
Environment.
We only owe her $400,000 a year. Yeah. It's great.
Is that what they're giving her now?
I think so.
$400,000 a year.
I believe that's what it is.
She has been to space, though.
Yeah.
Are you in space? No. Then shut up.
Well, I
no,
guess we yeah. better shut up because I have never been to space.
No. Here's AC/DC. That might have been the worst thing you've ever done.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah. Well, I guess we got to take it now. I mean, really, it's too late.
Send that audio to the news station. See if they run it all day.
I'm going to.
Send it to every radio station.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. We'll answer as many as we can.
You ever clean the snow off the car next to you in the work parking lot? Ever?
Yeah.
Ever? Yes. Yeah. Frequently? No.
Yeah. If I know whose car it is.
Right.
And like we've worked in a few places where there's some, 60 plus people working. Some people that.
Where do you stop, right?
What do you mean?
Like if you clean one car and there's like 60 in the parking lot.
No, I meant 60 years of age, like some older person that we work with. I will clean their car off, like an old sweet lady works in the office.
You're an angel.
What? It's just a nice thing to do.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you're an angel.
Where would you stop? Oh, I would never clean my car.
No, Jamie would never do it for anyone ever.
Just me. Looking out for number one.
When will traveling resume to normal? Like normal be like pre-COVID?
Isn't
stuff
it,
probably another couple years.
Isn't it already? Like when do they stop traveling?
You would think.
So WestJet has fixed the Air Max.
Yeah,
planes.
We'll let a few of those go.
Yeah. So they flew one. They're like, everything's great. Pilots have complete control, but they're still giving people refunds if they book a flight and it happens to be a Max. They can cancel.
Yeah.
Sexy time with the wife has dropped like once a month over these COVID times. Anyone else having this issue? I'm sure lots of people are.
Yeah, probably.
People are just not having a good time. It's pretty, it's Groundhog Day every day. Yeah. Where do you find the inspiration to,
Is this a veiled way of asking us for a date, sir? Because we can't get together.
On the rare occasion your wives are incorrect, do they apologize?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
It's so rare that they're wrong.
Yeah. I don't know, honestly, she'll start being really nice. Again,
That's kind of, that's usually that like an apology.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're being nice again.
Okay. Say it.
Have you guys figured out the bet between Biggs and Pasty Jamie for the big game on Sunday? Yes, we did. Because Jamie's a Bills fan, Chris is a Chiefs fan. So whichever team loses, the loser must do a semi-nude snow angel outside the Shea Studios here and also address the other person as daddy. For the following 4 weeks.
Yeah, for a month.
Yeah.
Like, Jamie's going to have to call me daddy every time he addresses me. Mm-hmm.
That is the consensus, is that Jamie is going to be the one to have to do
it. Well, they are the underdogs.
Stranger things have happened.
Oh, yeah. Any given Sunday, bro.
Yeah.
Any given Sunday.
And does anyone else drive with their wipers off and manually flick it on for hours?
Sometimes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like late at night or you're tired. It gives you something to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have really noisy wipers. So I hated when they were on all the time. So I'd literally let
the entire
rain or snow pile up so I could almost not see the road again, like completely. And then give it a... All right.
What should parents stop teaching their kids? That they can be anything they want to be. Some of your kids are stupid. And they're not going to be like great... like
Realistic goal.
Sure. They're not going to be neurosurgeons. But, don't discourage them. Encourage them with the talents that they have.
That's good.
That's all. Don't just tell them they could be anything because you're just setting them up for disappointment.
Yeah. And stop calling your little girls princesses.
Yeah, they're not.
It's awful. It really is. Yeah. Stop putting those values in them that they have to be perfect little pretty princesses.
No.
Oh, I see.
It's terrible.
Just teach them to be nice people and work hard. That's all.
Good hearts, good people, kind to each other. If they're attractive, so be it. They'll be fine then. You don't have to worry about it.
Can we start a public inquiry to figure out gas prices. We probably should.
Because last time we were in a lockdown, they plummeted.
Right.
Because it goes for like how much consumption and this and that.
But when oil was like $140 a barrel, they said, well, that's why the prices of gas are like at $1.40. Well, oil right now is at like $50 a barrel, but gas prices are still at $1.10.
Sham. So.
Do you guys have a Diet Coke button like Trump did?
No, we don't.
I wish.
You hear about that?
Yeah.
It was real.
Yeah.
Everyone thought it was a joke.
He had a button on his desk?
In a wooden box to make it look like it was something official.
Like part of the desk, yeah.
And he would open it, and there's a button, and it was just to summon someone to bring a Diet Coke.
Oh, someone would see. If he was real smart, he would have just had a dispenser put right in on
his
desk.
Oh, like a tap? But then he has to pour it himself.
People are like, it's true. And people are like, there's enough room under the desk for a mini fridge, man. But because he said like 12 to 13 Diet Cokes a day.
Oh, wow.
The one great thing is all these little things are going to come out now. About him and all the little things that he used to do. Nothing crazy, nothing like evil. Like, you know what I mean? Little things that just make him look like a complete weirdo, like a Diet Coke button.
Well, I heard Biden got it removed.
Yeah, right away.
And put in the heart attack paddles.
Right. Oh, the defibrillator?
Yeah, defibrillator.
That's smart. That is smart.
But he put those in.
Because he's 142.
Yeah, he is. He's from the front.
You're right.
He still looks like a senior. I mean, he's an old man. So from the, he's what, 70-something?
78.
Yeah. So from the front, he looks old. From the back, he looks like Father Time.
He does.
Like, he's got that really wispy, like, barely any hair, and he walks like he's...
Not a great side profile on the man.
No. But
has he been to space?
No. Shut up! That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question.
Yeah, it's time for Let It Go. You call us and tell us something you feel bad about doing to someone or something or anything, just something you feel guilty about and you need to let go.
613-750-1061.
Okay.
Want to get to it? We got Lee on the phone.
Let's get right to it. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you want to let go today?
Well, so many moons ago when I was back in high school, me and a couple buddies were on our way to Hull in a friend's yet a cute van for delivering flowers.
Okay.
And we're going down Bronson Avenue after a big rainstorm, and we hit a puddle, and there happened to be a gentleman walking on the sidewalk, and the look of horror in his face, when he saw the wall of water coming at him, obviously, I feel really bad.
It sounds like you feel bad.
I just wanted to let that go.
Were you driving?
No, my buddy was.
Oh, then you gotta let it go.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Let it go.
Let's be honest. Laughing. Honestly, you actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, you don't feel bad about it at all. Like he still can't even speak. He's laughing so hard.
All right, hold on, Lee. That was a good one.
When I was a youth, my parents were divorced, right? So they lived different areas. When I used to go to my dad's house, he got dropped off at a bus stop and have to walk like 200 miles home because he lived out of the school area. And I remember one day it was pouring rain and these three teens in a Jeep hit a putt, like the big, I've never been more sad in my life. Like,
not even mad, sad.
Just like, I'm a loser.
Was it cold?
Huh?
Was it cold? Like winter slush puddle?
Yeah, it was. So F you, Lee.
Yeah.
All right?
Jerk. Hold on, though. You might win. We have Steve on the phone.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you need to let go?
Oh, something I did 20 years ago.
All right.
I worked in the arts in Ottawa. And basically, I was a young guy. I was angry. And just one day, I drew this really nasty little cartoon about another artist criticizing her work. And lost the job, became a pariah, no longer can work in that industry again. And I have not, I can't let it go. It's just something, I hurt someone really bad. Mm. I paid for it. I paid for it with my job and everything else, my career, basically.
So you are an artist, right?
Yeah.
And mocked another artist publicly.
Yeah, I mocked another artist. She was a young artist, too. Yeah. I think she just came out of school. And to tell you the truth, at the time, I didn't know who it was.
Right.
I got handed something, and I was supposed to expand upon it, let's say.
Right.
Okay.
Do we dare ask, like, what he did?
I worked in
animation. Can you say on the radio what you did?
I worked in animation.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was a key animator, and I got this really crappy little drawing from the art. And like, she didn't have to do a nice one.
No.
I was just, at the time, you know, I don't know, just an angry person.
Right.
I have a few thoughts in my head what it was, but.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. We don't need to find out. You could you could redeem yourself and let it go by making like a cartoon of our show if you want.
I don't know if that will redeem anything. Just give us a little fun.
But we'd have a cartoon.
Idea. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, hey.
All right, man, hold on.
But you should let it go for sure.
Yeah,
Play it for him.
Sounds like you've suffered enough.
Yeah, you paid for it with your career, and you feel genuinely guilty about it. So right. Don't.
Well, we had a third one, but they hung up. So it's either Lee or Steve.
Well, Steve doesn't feel bad about it at all. Or Lee doesn't feel bad about it at all.
That's
and
true.
Let's help Steve.
All right, Steve. Okay. Steve, you win.
He made a young, dumb mistake. He's paid for it. He feels bad about it for sure.
Even though it wasn't funny in any way.
No, zero humor.
We're not funny.
No, because it's actually true.
Yeah. You actually sound remorseful.
But you got yourself another gift card for Lotto Max, which could be worth 60 mil.
Right on.
If you win the 60 mil, you give her a mil to make her feel better.
I would track her down.
Yeah.
Get her something for sure.
And you give us each one too. Okay.
Why not for that much?
Yeah. You got lots. Yeah, lots.
Yeah, see, right. Steve's better now. All right, Steve's hold on, man.
We're helpers.
Yeah. We are. That's what Mr. Rogers said. Yeah. Look for the helpers, right? Yeah. That's what we are. We're the helpers.
No. We're the Sunshine Crew. That's what we do. We bring sunshine everywhere we go.
I forgot we were the Sunshine Crew.
And to emphasize that, we have a new thing we're going to call Make a Friend Friday.
Yes.
A lot of people in need of friends right now.
Yeah.
And we're here for you. It sounds tacky, sounds cheesy. Probably is a little bit. But, you know, with the Sunshine Crew. There's no selfish piece of this at all. We promise.
Not at all.
It's 100% selfish.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And today, we thought we would do something a little different because we've been in this pandemic for a good, coming up on a year.
Yeah.
And people get lonely.
Yeah.
Today, first case in Canada a year ago today.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
So we thought we would do something here on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Right.
Called Make a Friend Friday.
Make a Friend Friday. I mean, we haven't been able to make any new friends in the last year.
It's tough.
I'm sure you haven't either. Probably missing your work buds and your, like, hockey buds and whatever else. So we thought we would start. So we asked yesterday for people to... put forward names of folks.
With
their phone numbers that don't know us, don't listen to us, because we want to make new friends. I mean, if you listen to us every morning, we appreciate it.
Yeah, we're already friends, though.
We really consider you friends. Yes. When we meet you one day, you will see that. Like, we're very friendly. And so we're trying to make new friends. So we got a number yesterday with a name of someone, and we gave them a call. We call, and it's time to make a new friend on a Friday.
Hello.
Hi, is this Faraz?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's the Biggs and Barr Show from Shea 106.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Caroline gave us your number because she thought you needed a friend, and we're doing a thing called Make a Friend Friday, and so we thought we would call you and see if you would be our friend.
You'd be our friend for us?
Yeah, why not? What do I have to do?
Nothing.
You just have to listen to us every morning.
Yeah, I mean, that would be encouraged.
That's how we know you're a real friend. And then in return, we will fill your mornings with laughs and good feelings.
Right.
And, you know.
And when someone says to you, hey, Faraz, do you know the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea? And you're like, yeah, those guys are my friends.
Totally.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a day making a new friend in a pandemic, right?
Exactly.
You get it.
And in return, you're giving me the best gift of laughs?
Yeah, the gift of laughter. And you can reach out to us anytime at our station text line or our phone line, not our personal numbers, but any other, you know, the ways normal people get a hold of us. And we can be best friends that way, you know?
I love that. Yeah. Oh, I'm a huge fan of being best friends.
Right, and then people say to us, hey, you guys know Faraz? And we're like, yeah, he's our friend.
Totally. He's the best guy ever.
I'm going to hold you to that. In a month's time, I'm going to call you and say, hey, do you remember that you've been saying it's the best friend?
Yep.
Cool.
All right.
All right, bud.
Thanks a lot, eh?
Right, we made a friend.
Yeah, look at this.
All right, I got a best friend, all right? It's a best friend.
What's our name?
But it's the Briggs and Show.
Right. Thanks, Freddie.
Thanks, best friend?
Yeah, best friends.
Right. All right. See you, best friends.
All right.
That was great.
There. Yeah.
Making friends is fun.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. We'd love you to enter anyone you think. Now, again, they non-listeners of the show and someone you think might need a friend right now.
Yeah.
We'd love to call them on Fridays.
Yeah.
So leave it on the Dougie line for us, okay?
613-216-3849, 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
We'll just make new friends every week.
Absolutely.
How exciting is
wrong with that?
52 new friends.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
48.
It's a big week. I mean, big year. I'm excited. You guys excited?
Yes,
yeah, wicked excited.
I'm good. It's good to hear. Why am I talking like this?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, I don't know, Chris.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
We're done. So have yourself a great weekend.
We had a great show today, I think. We had some interesting things. We had fun times. Some exclusive audio from Julie Payette.
Yeah,
good morning, Miss Payette.
You need this space? No? Then shut up!
The full audio of that is on the Facebook page, the Shea Facebook page.
We have a bet coming up this weekend between you two, for the Bills and Chiefs, to see who's going to win.
Do you want to watch it together?
We can.
You can Zoom it.
No, we could zoom in. Yeah.
You have a big
I like watching
house. You have no
sports.
Children.
I like watching sports alone. That's an honest thing.
So just say you don't want to hang out with me.
It's not sports thing.
I hate it.
I don't like watching games with groups of people. Yeah.
Do you send your wife out when you watch sports?
No, she knows to be quiet.
Yeah.
She knows to be quiet.
What after many, many. No. Anyone knows to be quiet. Not just her, but you said my wife.
All right.
Yeah. Well, she knows that if she wants to talk to me while there's a hockey, football, whatever game I'm watching going on, she has to wait till commercial.
Okay. Well, the bet is a semi-naked snow angel.
Yes.
And the other one, the loser has to call the winner daddy for a month.
Yes. It's going to be great. And speaking of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We have that commercial thing we're doing.
If you want your business or you know someone with a small business that wants a Super Bowl quality commercial that will run on this radio station and on our social media.
Yeah.
You need to enter at the website, shea106.com.
Or you can text the word super to 762-555 and you'll get a link to go right there too.
We're willing to do it. We'll make a commercial for free. Okay? Super Bowl quality commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The three of us.
The three of us, not Shay. We will make it. Yeah.
You guys just heard that little beep?
Yeah.
Something kind of important here.
What do you mean? The
Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now.
So much that it refused to play for you.
Yeah.
Just like they'll refuse to play on Sunday.
Even technology hates the Bills.
Okay, stop. Nobody gives a rat's.
Yes.
You guys like have a great weekend.
That song has made me hate the Bills so much. And I didn't even not like them before.
I can't stand the entire area. Buffalo team. I don't even like their hockey team.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying.
The Bills make everyone want to shout.
Oh, yeah.
Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout.
Did you hurt yourself?
I did.
See you later.
Good. I'm so happy you hurt
yourself. Go Bills!
The Biggs and Bar Show.